This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We turn now to the subject of immigration. Over the past month, elected officials at the state, county, and municipal level have gathered in Washington, D.C. to press their concerns. Somewhere near the top of all their lists is immigration reform. Activists say local governments are paying the price of a federal immigration policy that's broken, and they worry that some of the proposals to overhaul the system will hurt them further. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
County Executive Steve Levy made headlines last summer when he started forcing immigrants out of overcrowded homes on Long Island. Then his phone started ringing. Counterparts elsewhere wanted to commiserate.
We're finding out that whether you're in California, Arizona, New York, Florida, Carolina, Michigan, every state is feeling the same thing. The impact of illegal immigration on its schools, healthcare system, its jails, and overcrowded housing.
In Suffolk County, Levy estimates 10 to 15% of the jail population is undocumented immigrants. He says that translates to $10.5 million a year in spending, money that must be raised in local property taxes. And now a federal program that reimburses a fraction of this spending faces possible cuts.
In the healthcare side, we had about 50,000 visits from those we estimate are undocumented, costing us about $6.5 million. And we can't even calculate what a burden it's been on the school system. So you add it up, it's into the tens of millions of dollars for our county.
Levy's created Mayors and Executives for Immigration Reform. 60 members so far, and he expects it to grow fast. The group supports a guest worker program because, Levy says, legal immigrants will help offset all these local costs by paying taxes. Dennis Zine heads an immigration task force for the National League of Cities, and he says frustrated local officials are acting on their own. Zine was startled to discover that several towns have passed ordinances calling for all illegal immigrants to be deported.
There's a hotspot that's taken place, and to have states implement one, so if you cross the border, now you're legal or illegal, that's not going to work for anyone. We need to make it fair, and we need to make it reasonable, and we need to make it workable.
Zine says another major concern threatens not only local budgets, but also public safety. Many in Congress want to deputize local police officers to carry out federal immigration law. Zine spent 27 years on the Los Angeles police force. He says making cops ask to see immigrants' documents would ruin years of efforts at community policing. There's more concern at the state level. Ann Morse tracks dozens and dozens of proposals for the National Conference of State Legislatures. She says the most common measures seek to punish those who employ illegal workers.
The other things they're looking at are additional penalties on the employees. For example, additional criminal penalties for use of fraudulent documents, limiting funding for job training for those that are not authorized to work, and barring unauthorized immigrants from some worker benefits.
Benefits like unemployment insurance or workers' comp. But whether states can actually do that?
Some of these are really interesting questions. I mean, there is state authority over the expenditure of state funds, but there's also a question of, are these protected classes under federal anti-discrimination law under Title VI?
The economic cost or benefit of this country's 11 million undocumented is contentious. Advocates say migrants are driving economic growth and are less likely to use public services than the native-born. But none of that convinces local officials trying to balance their budgets. And as Congress debates immigration reform, those leaders will be hoping their voices are heard. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.